Paxton saw the conventional choreographic process as a dictatorship, which not only affected the process, but also the look of the dance. Contact improvisation embodied the social ideologies of the 1970s, rejecting gender and social hierarchies. In this dance technique, there's no leader and no follower. The distribution of weight, the responsibility of bearing or carrying weight, is not relegated to the male dancer or the stronger or taller person. Everyone gives and receives weight equally. There are no gender distinctions in contact improvisation. According to Cynthia Novak, contact improvisers, quote, view the experience of touching and sharing weight with a partner of either sex and any size as a way of constructing a new experience of the self interacting with another person, end quote. The modality in which contact improvisation is practiced and performed in the form of a contact jam, much like a music jam, suggests open participation, that all dancers of any level can come and participate. Because it is practiced by groups of people in open settings, contact improvisation resembles social dance rather than formal performances. This structure can be seen as another response from Paxton and contact improvisers to the formality and the formal concert performances of ballet and modern dance. I'd like to point out that although there was a spirit of equality in contact improvisation that is informed by the social and civil rights movements of the 1970s, contact improvisation was still the domain of primarily white men and women practitioners. So, even though the structure of this dance form was aligned with a sense of egalitarianism, the relative absence of minority bodies in its practice suggests that ways in which the postmodern dance landscape, not unlike the modern dance landscape, often eluded non-white artists.